Yes, yes. My assistant will send over the paperwork. Thank you. Expect a parcel from Anthony. He'll take care of it. No. She's, not my assistant anymore. I promise, Anthony is good at what he does. You'll be in great hands. Brilliant. I'll pass along your praise for her. Thank you. Have a nice day. Come in. Oh, Anthony, I thought you'd left already. Oh, she did agree to sign the paperwork. I told her she'd have it next week. Can you write that down before you go? Great. Richard wanted me to stop by his office. Thank you for letting me know. I'll head over to his office now. Have a good night. Yes, I'll see you on Monday. Nothing. One call. Richard can wait. Hey. I know we said we wouldn't call like this. I just wanted to hear your voice for a moment. I'm sorry. I know you're busy. I won't do this again. I hope the office over there is treating you well. You know you deserve this opportunity, Al. Well, I'll just hang up now. Goodbye, Al.
Come in.
You asked for me, Richard.
Yes, have a seat. I wanted to talk to you about some concerns I had. Thank you for coming in. I know it's the end of the workday, and, well, listen, this won't take long. I'm concerned about you. Ever since Gal left, you've recorded, what do we got, 7 audios? Now, I know it's been hard, but it's been 9 months, pal. I need to know what's going on with you.
Well, I've been trying, I promise. Just, without her, it hasn't felt the same. Anthony is great, but he's not my assistant.
You miss your girlfriend? Don't try and lie. I'm not an idiot. I knew about you. I always knew. I'm not as dumb as you guys make me out to be.
How long?
Well, your feelings were obvious, but, what confirmed everything was the day in the park. The look you gave me when I interrupted you, that told me everything.
Is that why she's in Australia?
No. No, honestly, I could have fired you then just for the suspicion I had, but chose not to. That's not why the rule was created.
Why was it then?
I made the rule for safety. We have male VAs. but most of our company is female. This is a sex industry. I didn't want to leave any room for misbehavior. Now, what it was not meant to do was stop two people from falling in love, if that's what they truly wanted.
So why is she in Australia?
Well, she wasn't supposed to be. She wasn't even my first choice. She's amazing, don't get me wrong, and I knew she would do good work there, but man, you two are a force when working together. As proven with her gone and you slowing on your work. I mean, you two belong together. That's plain.
Well, then why didn't you send Anthony?
I didn't want to split you. So I asked Tony to set everything up, but when I put in his paperwork to go to Australia for 11 months, they, rejected it. Something about not wanting him in the country. I don't know. I mean, I didn't want to know, really. Listen, all this to say, I wanted to be sure you weren't holding her back from her full career potential. But I didn't have a problem with you two being together. I'm worried about your work now.
I don't want to hold her back either.
You two should discuss it. She's coming back in 2 months, January. When she gets back, figure out what should happen. I hope now that the secret is out, you can just let yourselves be happy. And record more audios. The community misses you. Get it together.
I'll be better. I promise. Is that all?
Yes. You can go. Have a good weekend. Oh, and be nice to Anthony. He knows everything, and he kept your secret. In case you weren't aware, there are cameras everywhere, including the recording booth. Now, he deleted the footage before the security team could find it. He didn't know about the backups, though. I had to remove those.
I'm so sorry.
No more sex in the office, please. That's all.
Wow. Fuck. She would have called by now. It's going to be fine. You broke the rules and she didn't call. It's okay. She's busy working out there. Just leave it alone. There's nothing you can do about it. It's late. Just send her a text and go to bed. What the hell? Wow. That text worked faster than I expected. What happened to no calling while we're working, my dear? Well, that That seems fair. I broke the rule earlier today. You should get to break it as well. I am sorry for that, by the way. I promise I'm being good, gal, but damn it, I miss you. Oh, you heard that on my pathetic voicemail, did you? I'm glad the message was received. But truly, why are you calling me at work? You could have waited. You have an entire department being built. That's a lot of work. I'm grateful that your need for me outweighed that. But, we do need to find a better balance. You went to do this for your career. It was a big step, but you deserve this chance. I want you to succeed, but I also, selfishly, I want you home. Of course it is, Gal. Anywhere with you is home to me. My place, yours, I don't care as long as you're there. I love you too, my dear. It'll all work out in the end. Because it's us. That alone tells me that everything will be all right. You know, I walked by the park today. The one from our anniversary. And the day we met. I used to love looking in, seeing the trees, nature surrounding, but without you it feels empty. You just make everything brighter. Why? Yes, I am flattering you as you deserve. It's been too long since we've had this time. Even if you are at work, naughty girl. Oh, I'm sure you could be. Don't think I've forgotten who you are. There's so much that I want to say, to talk with you about, but it's all slipped my mind. You've always taken my breath away, but I guess you took my words, too. You could talk enough for the both of us. But just being with you is all I'll ever need. There was a time I was so sure we wouldn't last. With me being older than you, your boss, and fairly boring, I didn't think it would work. I was talking to Richard today. He was talking to me about how we fit together. How he didn't want to separate us, and it showed me the truth. We are like two pieces of a puzzle. Different pictures, different shapes. But when put together, they make a bigger image. A grander one. I would be completely stupid to overlook that for my own insecurities. I guess we know how to handle each other's insecurities, don't we? I mean, that's the gist of what we talked about. He told you about the cameras. Baby, I was going to tell you. I honestly was trying to figure out a way to talk about it. The idea of a tape floating around. I'm fine, I promise. I'm more concerned about how you're feeling about this. I'm glad Anthony deleted it when he did. It's already enough that the two of them have seen us having sex. Can you imagine if the number went beyond that? There's no maybe about it. It would have made it to the security team and whoever else needed to be involved. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or teasing me with that tone. Like, almost that you would have liked it. Like you hoped for it. I mean, maybe you should be careful. What if there are cameras in there? Richard said no more sex in the office. There are rules, apparently, and I know how much of a good girl you'd like to be. Maybe we should try to respect his rules. Maybe we could talk about the care packages. Thought you'd want a little taste of home, a treat for after work. I did enjoy the one you sent. I thought my raving texts were plenty proof. Well, as a matter of fact, I am wearing the gray sweats you sent me right now. They're comfortable. A little tight, though. Did you purposefully send me pants that were too tight? A picture. Gal, you are at work. You shouldn't be making those kinds of comments. But if you insist... You know we are supposed to be doing better. Bloody hell. Such language. You're going to be in so much trouble when you get home, aren't you? Well. What's one more rule break? I should have known that when you called at work, you had an ulterior motive. Which skirt do you have on? Pull them up as high as you want them. Fuck, you're right. He could enjoy the show. Serves him right for trying to tell you what you can't do. Spread them wider for him to see. For the view, naughty girl. Send Richard into a spluttering mess, and so soon after he just told us. Slide them to the side. I mean, if you're not wearing any, then nothing should stop you from teasing yourself to an audience. Fuck. I'd love to see what Eiffel they'd be getting. Oh, I can picture it clearly. But I still think my imagination could use a little help. But not shy enough for the show you're putting on? What would it take, gal? Just for a bit of inspiration. Oh, please, gal. It means so much to me. I am asking nicely, baby. Please, gal. Pretty please. I need to see your sweet pussy. It's been so long. Oh, I could never forget any part of you. But I could never get myself off because you weren't here with me. Well, I'd like to be helpful. I have 10 months of built-up orgasm just waiting to be released. I could wait until January, but that would be a month of pure agony. Please. Please. All I need is you, my sweet gal. And you will be doing me a great service sending me a picture. You'd be liberating me from... Oh, bloody hell. Look, gal, I'll beg as much as you want. Just say it and I'll do it. I only need an end in sight to focus on. Oh, I'm about to explode and I want us to come together. Please. Please give me that. Fuck. Actually, I need you now. I don't think I'll make it past... How many minutes was respectable? That's stretching it, baby. I haven't been this hard since the first time we were together. Oh. Put your fingers on your clit for me, gal. Enjoy the sensation. Feel it in your body. Oh. Yes. Yes, I just started. Follow my movement. Listen to it. Oh. Have you been touching yourself without me? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I don't mind. I really don't. Reminds me of the party. When I touched you over the balcony, we were so concerned with someone seeing. But it did always turn you on more. I should have made you moan louder. Moan my name like that again. Oh, bloody hell. You just want to get caught, don't you? Oh, that's my naughty girl. Oh, I just need Richard to know how badly you want me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you want to go faster? Then ask me nicely, gal. Tell me how it feels. Is your clit swollen? Girl. Oh, it feels so good, girl. I can almost pretend it's you touching me. I want that. I want that so bad. I want to feel like yours again. Have my body belong to my sweet galaxy. Oh, I'd give anything to be buried in you. Sucking marks all over your body. To taste your breasts. Oh. Oh yes, moan louder for me. Take your other hand and squeeze your nipples for me. Oh. Oh, I need to have my lips all over you. Your neck. Your shoulders. Your breasts. Your stomach. Those gorgeous fucking thighs. Every part of your body is ingrained in me. It's like it's a part of me. That last night, I took you from behind, came so deep inside of you. Oh, stayed in until the next morning. I wanted it to last until you came back to me. I need that again. I need your pussy so full of me that it's impossible to disconnect us. Oh. Oh my God. Tell me what you want. Oh. 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 Oh, I'm the last one to ever know how your pussy feels, how it tastes. We belong to each other. And don't stop. Don't stop. Oh. Oh. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, girl. Oh, yes, just like that. Do whatever you want, whatever you need to come. Oh, yours. I'm yours, gal. I belong to you. Are you almost there? Are you almost? Oh, good girl. Oh, my God. Oh, God. So fucking good for me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm almost. Oh, yes. Come with me. Oh, please. Please, please, please. Please. Yes. Yes, fuck. In five. Four. Three. Two. One. Yes. was amazing. Oh. Uh-huh. No, well, I don't think these sweats are ever going to be the same, my dear. Another picture. Oh, yes. I can show you the mess I made, sweetheart. Do you like what you see? Oh, no, please don't make me hard again. I don't think I can handle it without breaking. Yes. Yes, the cleanup equipment is still on the bedside table. Ready for the day you come home. Ooh. I feel like I should be embarrassed about how fast I was. Getting so close to you again. Knowing I could bring you to a pleasure no one else can. It was just too much. I can't express just how much I adore you, girl. 10 months without my heart with me. How have I survived? Well, yes, Robinson's assistant has been helpful. But it's not quite the same without you. I don't get the same perks with him as I do you. I need you to promise me that... Promise me that you're coming back. January, I can handle that. It'll be worth it. You'll make it, right? No. No, no, don't. Don't do that. No. Don't apologize for taking this chance. I'm not mad. I don't ever think I was. I'm sad. I can understand how you felt. It sucked to be the last person to know, but I don't know what I do in your position either. I love you, gal. I really hope you know that. Good. And we have a lot of time ahead of us. I'm afraid you're stuck with me. Being like this. I close my eyes. I can almost feel your breath on me. I don't know how long I can stay awake. I haven't felt this at peace since you left. You need to get cleaned up. Oh, please tell me you're still prepared and kept wipes and the snack in your desk. That's my gal. Okay. Just stay on the line with me. let you go quite yet. You can keep working. Breathing. Remind myself that you're real. I love you, Gal. I should probably tell Robinson that Richard and his assistant have seen his ass.